Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rollins. The throw from Martin and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hansen. Hall moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Batty reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. There goes McCraw trying to get to third. Hall throws the ball into Rollins, who tags McCraw for the out. One out. It's Twins, 2, White Sox, 2. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhulst hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilhelm for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhals. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Al Worthington now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Killebrew out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Martin and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Hall scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison scores. Batty moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Batty moves to third. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Batty scores. Allen moves to third. It's 5-2, Twins. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 0 for 4 in the game. Vir Als strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mincher now playing first base. Bob Allison now playing left field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vir Als scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthington covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.